Yeah. I'm not really surprised about that. They need every, you know, help. I don't know what's real anymore with this.
Me neither, dude.
This is the... I mean, you see videos of war, you know, the social media and the internet has been around, you know, for the new war on terror that's been fighting for the past 20 years. And you can find on Twitter, you know, videos of combat and, you know, in the Middle East, wherever they are, Afghanistan, Iraq, whatever. But this is kind of the first war that's kind of fought online. I mean, to the point where you got so much stuff coming at you. You have the Ukraine Twitter account, the official account of the Ukraine, just S posting. I mean, just putting up memes and be like, retweet if you think Vlad's a dickhead. And you go, oh, okay, I'll do that. So they're certainly winning the propaganda war of this outlet. I had people sending me stuff over the weekend like, what do you think about this? Is this real? I go, dude, don't ask me. I don't know. I would assume that it's fake. Because seems like the things that gain traction are not real, which I think the big one over the weekend that you kept hearing about, which is a cool story. It's the ghost of Ukraine or ghost of Kiev. Sorry, I'm sure you're familiar with this. It's the allegedly there's a pilot in Ukraine who started just, you know, taken down Russian aircraft and
he killed seven in the first hour of the war. You know, he just went all maverick and shot him out of the sky. Yeah.
Which is a cool story, but also it seems like the first casualty of war is the truth with this whole thing. Because I even saw people saying, like, even if it's not true, who cares? It's giving hope to the people of Ukraine. And I go, I don't know, maybe. I would rather know what the truth is personally, but people are getting caught up in these hoaxes too, like, and not only just your idiot friends and family, but also, you know, high ranking politicians. I loved this one over the weekend. This was Representative Adam Kinzinger. If you heard that name, he's a Republican from Illinois. If you know that name, you probably know it from the January 6th. What do you call that thing where they get together and do a hearing?
Insurrection.
The commission or whatever.
Yeah.
He was one of two Republicans that joined that thing, and it was him and Liz Cheney. Mm-hmm. He's the one who cried at the hearings. He's a douche.
Adorable.
He's a douche. Well, he fell victim to the internet pranksters over the weekend because he retweeted, I cannot believe that people do this, retweeted a viral hoax that the ghost of Kiev, the Ukrainian fighter ace, was a man actually called Samuel Hyde. Now, if Sam Hyde rings a bell, he was a Cartoon Network guy who I believe got canceled for being racist or something, allegedly. I don't think he is, but he gets accused of it all the time. But there became every shooting that you saw, every like school shooter, stuff like that, people started pranking. I think it started on 4chan, as most of these things do. They started pranking these news outlets and saying, yeah, the shooter's been confirmed as Samuel Hyde. And every time something happens, somebody falls for it. Somebody takes a bait. Some news agency falls for it and reports that Sam Hyde was the shooter. And it's kind of dated by now, but there was a clear Photoshop of a pilot guy with Sam Hyde's face badly Photoshopped on it. And this moron, representative politician in our country, he said, he retweeted it, of course, and he said, the ghost of Kiev has a name, and he has absolutely owned the Russian Air Force. Godspeed and more kills, Samuel. Mm-hmm. And he retweeted just this random Twitter account, no blue check. It's just a guy on Twitter, and they just fall into it. I don't know if they're stupid. Well, clearly he's stupid, or it's just one of those things that they want to believe, and they put it out as propaganda. I don't know what happened. It was so obvious when I saw it that I didn't think it was real. So I didn't retweet him doing it because it was just he deleted it immediately, of course. But it was, you know, it's the internet. It's already out there when you do something like that. You can't delete it. That's not a thing. It's always out there.
And by the way, if you want to inspire people with a lie, you know, or fake video, why not just show them, like, repeats of Rocky IV, where, you know, where we beat Russia's butt with one dude, you know? And, or, ooh, even better, you want to inspire them with lies? Red Dawn, one of my favorite fictional movies, you know, like seven high schoolers beat Russia. So inspire them with those kind of lies, not the fake videos that they're putting out. Like I saw a video of the apparently Russia bombing an oil depot in Ukraine. They showed the explosion and it got outed by smart people on Twitter. It was that the video was actually from a Chinese, I guess it was a, what do you call it? Fertilizer factory like 3 years ago that blew up. It was that video. Mm-hmm. There's another video of four planes flying overhead in formation in the Ukraine. And that video was from 3 years ago in the Ukraine where Russia flew over kind of messing with them. So it's really, really, it's sad that they're putting out all this stuff and you don't know what the hell to believe. It's like, you know, when NBC got caught, you know, at the beginning of COVID filming training videos with, you know, mannequins in hospital beds. And everybody just said, you know, well, they did that, you know, in order to, you know, let people know how real it is. By putting a fake video up?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know how many times people have to get duped by minute-long videos that they see on Twitter. Right? It's lacking all context. You can make a minute-long video look really bad. It can tell the opposite story of what happened just with taking a clip of that video. People throw it out there. It gets picked up upon. I think it was the Covington school kid. Remember that kid who was at some march or something. It was some sort of Trump thing. Him and his school had MAGA hats on.
They
showed a video that was clipped, and it was from some weird account, too. It was somebody based in Brazil. Something was funky about that whole thing. But they know, I mean, these are like intelligence-backed, you know, research, and so they know what's going to hit and how to make it go viral. A lot of these, you know, agencies that are high up in, you know, the state or the deep state or whatever you want to call it. So this video from somebody in Brazil who got a video of this kid smirking in the face of this, you know, Native American guy.
Uh-huh.
It went bonkers. Everybody took it and ran with it. And there were so many bad takes on that. And that was a minute long video that was clipped. And it turned out to be the opposite of what supposedly went on with this kid bullying this man. It was quite the opposite. And in fact, that kid won a lot of money because of that.
Good. Yeah, I mean, you see a lot of that stuff too, especially, you know, after, you know, when all the stuff with the you know, defund the police and everything was going on, you know, not to say that there's not bad cops out there. Obviously, there are. There's bad, you know, people in a lot of professions and sadly in possessions of, you know, or professions of authority. But there's a lot of videos that were a minute long showing a cop punch somebody. But then you don't see the whole thing where that person was punching the hell out of the cop for 30 seconds before that, you know. So there's a lot of stuff, you know, with some very simple editing, you can make people really believe anything you want them to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and it's stuff that people want to believe, right? So that's when they become more.
Right.
If it's something that confirms their worldview.
Easily duped.
Yeah. You just go, oh, this confirms what I've always said. Uh-huh. And it's just some from some random account that you don't know where it came from. It's not trusted. It's just from some person or entity that's behind that account. You don't know. There was one, I saw some other ones of saying that, oh, actually, it's a female pilot, this ghost of Kiev. And then this lady just goes, oh, it's a female, because that's what she wants to believe. She just rolls with that and puts it out there. She's got a pretty big following. And then you can't put the genie back in the bottle, right? So once it's out there, people see this stuff. There's a lot of people out there on Twitter right now who believe that this ghost of Kiev is not only real, but that it's a lady. And there's no, you're going to be like, no, that's not true. And they'll fight you on it. They'll be very upset that how dare you question that, because they desperately want this to be true. And people are highly emotional about stuff. And when you go, no, that's not true. Actually, I can show you this thing. They get hyper emotional about it and will kill you.
The real world sucks so bad. I asked Leah for an Oculus for my birthday because I want to escape this place.
That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to put you in there in the metaverse.
No, I'm not going to the metaverse. I'm going to Oculus porn, first-person shooters, whatever I got to do just to get the hell out of the real world. I'd rather do that. You know what I mean? Maybe I will go to the metaverse, Will. Maybe I will.
That's what they want you, that's what Bill Gates wants you to do. So you can stop eating meat. They can just pump you full of some sort of ooze, soy-based
I'm not eating
ooze.
A lot of meat right now anyway, Will.
Well, there you go. And you can just you know, sustain that way. And that way all these people could eat Wagyu beef in the real world where you get pumped full of your soy ooze. I'm serious, man. That's what they want to do. This metaverse thing freaks me out.
The world will never be around long enough for it to set in.
They're certainly going to try.
We got 20 more years.
I hope you're right. But
that's what society has. That's it.
Just as a public service announcement to people before we move on to something else, if you see a video that's a very short video online and you go, this is crazy, this can't be true, it's too crazy to be true, it probably is. There's a law for that. So just if you see a minute-long video, remember that there's a lot of things that happened before and some things that happened after that video where it was clipped. So just be cognizant of that and don't jump to conclusions.
Also, think about who posted this and why.
Yes.
If you do that a little bit, that will help you out big time.
Absolutely.
Not telling you to be some giant conspiracy theorist. But maybe a little bit of a conspiracy theorist, because conspiracies are all coming true now, baby.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. I saw somebody point out something yesterday that I don't know why I didn't think about it, but it kind of blew my mind. Putin is still on Twitter.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. But Donald Trump got knocked out for just not being happy about the election.
Right. Yeah.
Putin's attacking a whole country. He's the biggest villain in the world. But he can tweet out what he thought about the Batman.
I want to follow Putin on Twitter.
I think I am, actually.
What's his handle?
Probably Putin. I don't know.
Putin.
Putin my foot in that ass. Uh-huh. I'm not sure. But it's crazy. Remember, we talked about this a couple months ago. Like, the leader of ISIS has a Twitter account. Like, what are we doing? You know, like, what is going on? You know, keep the same energy for all the villains, you know? If you're going to do that, you know, then do it for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus, people. Yeah. What are we doing?
People are demented. I mean, just everything has made people more insane than even usual. There was one account I saw. It wasn't anybody I recognized, but it was somebody who had a blue check and, you know, lots of followers. And they were some sort of, you know, political pundit or something, and they got hit with this Defiant L's, which is one of my favorite accounts to follow on Twitter, because they take these people's own words, old tweets, and then compare it with a new tweet when it's something that they don't like. And it's just total hypocrisy. I mean, the same sort of circumstance, but now they feel differently because it's somebody they don't like. So this person got hit with something like that. And then the guy replied to Defiant L's and said, oh, you know, thanks a lot. Oh, I'm so owned. And he goes, but there's a problem with this, because legally, and then he starts talking about how, you know, some things aren't under the First Amendment. It's a lie. And he's either lying or he's stupid, one or the other. So then that same guy gets subtweeted by another account, much like Defiant L's, but